إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، nearly all praise and glory is due to Allah the Most High. We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness, and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. I remind myself and you of the important verse, the word of Allah the Most High in Surah Ali Imran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O ye who believe. And this is why we are gathered here today, to learn what does it mean to believe in Allah and His book, and His angels, and His messengers, and the Day of Judgment, and Al-Qadai wal-Qadr. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. Fear Allah, the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the faith of Al-Islam. مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ يَا أَحْبَابِي. مَرْحَبًا بِكُمْ فِي هَذَا الْمَسْجِدِ الْمُبَارَكِ الطَّاهِرِ. مَرْحَبًا بِإِخْوَانِي وَأَخَوَاتِي. I greet my brothers and my sisters in this blessed masjid, Masjid Khalid ibn al-Walid, in the city of Toronto. But yet my greeting is also extended not just to the brothers and sisters who are in this blessed masjid, but also to our brothers in 7 different masajid. 7 different mosques are airing this lecture and will be airing the continuing lectures in this series. Masajid in New Jersey, in Philadelphia, in parts of New York, and also in the city of Toronto, Masjid Shabir Ali. Shabir Ali's Dawah Center, I mean, will also have the telephone link up, so they are listening to us real time at the same moment. So we send our greetings to them, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to use all of the knowledge that He has given to mankind to spread the da'wah of Al-Islam and the da'wah of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I feel that it is a great honor that many of our brothers and sisters, even in a different country and in different cities, and in different mosques have the ability to come together to listen to a lecture, at the same time joining and asking each other questions. Why are we gathered here, my brothers and sisters? We are gathered here to learn about Allah. And therefore, when I was preparing our topics and the things that we will be discussing with you over the next few weeks, I began to think of what would an appropriate topic be, and I decided that in our meeting every Saturday بين المغرب والعشاء, that the most important thing to discuss is ما يجب أن يعرفه كل مسلم عن دينه. What every and what all Muslims must know about their religion. And these things, my brothers and sisters, are important. Because when we say we are Muslim, we must know what it means and what it signifies and what weight is carried behind it. So I have decided to discuss with you first al-Iman, the articles of faith. Al-Imanu billah. And we will discuss this with you in five lectures, insha'Allah, what it means to believe in Allah. Today will be the first one, which is ma'na wa fadli wa shuruti kalimati tawheed, the testimony of faith, its meaning, merit, and requirement. And then next Saturday, between Maghrib and Isha, insha'Allah, we shall discuss معنى العبادة والعبودية, the true meaning of worship, and then توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الربوبية, and two lectures on توحيد الأسماء والصفات, and then we will discuss الإيمان بالملائكة, believing in the angels, and that will be in two lectures inshallah. ثم الإيمان بالكتب أو بالكتاب وخصوصا القرآن, especially the Quran as part of believing in Allah's book. ثم الإيمان بالرسل, to believe in Allah's messengers. Why were they sent? And we will have two lectures in this. Why were they sent? And how do we follow the guidance of the prophets? How do we honor and respect the prophets and messengers of Allah? And then inshallah we will have 10 different meetings. 10 different weeks where we will look at al-Iman bil-yawm al-akhir, the day of judgment. We will look first alamat al-sa'a al-sughra, the minor signs of the day of judgment, and two lectures on the alamat al-sa'a al-kubra, the major signs, a lecture on al-ba'th wal-mashur, resurrection, ahwal al-qiyamah, a lecture on the terror of the day of resurrection, number 6 الحساب والميزان, the accounting and the scales, number 8 النار, the fire, number 9 الجنة, and number 10 ماذا أعددت لها, what have you prepared for that day, the day of judgment. And then we will have two lectures speaking about القضاء والقدر, predestiny and preordainment, in understanding these points. And after we finish al-Iman, the articles of faith, we will focus on al-Islam, al-Salah, al-Siyam, al-Zakah, al-Hajj, insha'Allah ta'ala. So we begin today with our brothers and sisters, and we ask you that every time we meet, that you keep something in mind, that what you hear, it is only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me in my limited time, using my limited knowledge, to bring forth to you in an easy, flowing, enjoyable, yet academically inclined, socially accepted, Islamically researched lecture series. So we begin by saying al-Imanu billah, believing in Allah. Our first topic with you, كلمة التوحيد, the testimony of faith. معناها فضلها وشروطها. What does it mean? معنى كلمة التوحيد. What does it mean to say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. It means, and this is a quote, الاعتقاد بوحدانية الله سبحانه في ذاته وصفاته ثم عبادته وحده لا شريك له. It is to establish with certainty belief in that there is only one God, Allah, who is most perfect in his essence and attributes and names, and therefore is the only one that is worthy of worship and can have no partner. And this word, لا إله إلا الله, this sentence is divided in two parts. There is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And this is what the scholars of Tawheed have said is نَفْيٌ وَإِثْبَاتٌ, to abrogate and push away all gods and establish إثبات, only one God, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as being worthy of worship. And this is understood from the authentic hadith, and I remind my brothers and sisters that we are people who hope to only narrate to you the authentic, al-sahih. And this has been our manhaj from the first day. Never do we narrate any hadith unless we tell you where it's from and whether it is sahih or hasan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم in this authentic hadith, as is found in صحيح الجامع, من قال لا إله إلا الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله عز وجل. Whoever says there is no God worthy of worship but Allah and disbelieves in everything that is worshipped other than Allah, therefore Allah makes his wealth and his blood sacred, cannot be harmed or touched. Even if he is deviant, Allah is the one who shall take account of him. We also see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizing the point, أَنَّهُ لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, because there are many people who worship other gods, but these other gods are not worthy of worship. The Prophet ﷺ said, as is narrated in Imam Abi Dawood's Sunan, with an authentic sahih chain of narrations, من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whosoever's last words were, there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, he shall be from those who will enter paradise. لكن ليس المراد النطق فحسب. But it is important not to think when you read such hadith that all you have to do is say it. فَلَا تَنْفَعُ هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ قَائِلُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ إِلَّا بِسَبْعَةِ شُرُوطٍ. For as the scholars tell us, you will have no blessing in this word if you repeat it hundreds of times unless you fulfill seven principal requirements. And these are the shuruq, the requirements of لا إله إلا الله. First, العلم بمعناها, knowledge of what it means. Number one, knowing what لا إله إلا الله means. What does it mean? Allah tells the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, as is in Surah Muhammad, verse number 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. O Muhammad, know that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ, and then ask him for forgiveness. Meaning it is more important to know that there is no God than just to ask this one God. You must know, have knowledge, carnal knowledge, that there is لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And therefore Allah also says in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse number 86, إِلَّا مَنْ شَهِدَ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Speaking of those who truly believe, are those who bear witness in truth, and that they know with certainty that they are bearing witness with truth, that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. And in the hadith of Uthman رضي الله عنه قال, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, مَنْ مَاتَ وَهُوَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. رواه الإمام مسلم. In this hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, the Prophet says, whoever passes away having known and knowing that there is only one God worthy of worship, and that it is Allah, he shall enter paradise. So this is the first requirement, the first principle. ثانياً اليقين. After you have knowledge, you must have certainty of your knowledge. You must verify what you know, and this is Islam. Everything in Islam is based on acquiring knowledge and then verifying its authenticity. اليقين. Allah says in Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 15,
إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا.
Surely those who truly believe are those who believe in Allah and His Messenger, ثم لم يرتابوا, and then have no doubt in this belief. The Prophet ﷺ said, as is narrated by Imam Muslim from the statement of Abi Huraira, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله لا يلقى الله بهما عبد غير شاك فيهما فيحجب عن الجنة. The Prophet ﷺ says, verily I testify there is no God worthy of worship but Allah, and I testify that I am His Messenger. Never will a person come to Allah, reach Allah after his death, having known this and believing in this with certainty, من غير شك, غير شاك, without any doubt in it, except that he will be from the people of the paradise, and never will paradise be hidden or taken away from him. Number three, after knowledge and certainty, القبول لما اقتضته هذه الكلمة, acceptance of what this word لا إله إلا الله means and entails. بقلبه ولسانه, and this acceptance is through your heart and your tongue and your actions. As of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah As-Saffat, verse number 35,
إنهم كانوا إذا قيل لهم لا إله إلا الله يستكبرون يستكبرون ويقولون أئنا لتاركوا آلهتنا أئنا لتاركوا آلهتنا لشاعر مجنون.
Allah describes to us the disbelievers' actions and beliefs. Verily the disbelievers, when it was told to them there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, they would become arrogant. They would reject, they would not accept, and would say, how can we leave our God, plural, because of the statement of a crazy or insane poet? Number four, الانقياد لما دلت عليه. Not just acceptance, but knowing that you must follow what is said, what لا إله إلا الله means, what it has come for. As Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, and turn to your Lord in إنابة, turn to Him, only Him, وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ, turn to Him in repentance and submit yourself to Him, be Muslim to Him. Allah says in Surah Luqman, verse number 22,
وَمَنْ يُسْلِمْ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى.
And he who submits his face to Allah, وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ, while doing righteous deeds, therefore he has hung on to, he has held on to the most trustworthy handhold.
وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ دِينًا مِّمَّنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ.
Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, verse 125, and who is better in religion and in worship than the one who submits his face to Allah while he is righteous? After doing what it means, accepting what it means, with certainty and with knowledge of what La ilaha illallah means, you must have sidq, honesty, and truthfulness. You must be honest of your belief.
الصدق أن يقولها صادقا من قلبه.
This honesty, this trusting attitude must be straight from the heart. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 9, ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين.
There are from mankind who those who say we believe in Allah and in the final day, and they are not true believers.
Why? يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا.
They try to misguide, and they try to trick.
يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا,
and they try to misguide, and they try to trick, or think they confuse Allah or and the believers.
وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم.
They are only tricking their own selves.
وما يشعرون,
while they do not know. And in the hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari from the statement of Mu'adh ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه قال قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صادقا من قلبه إلا حرمه الله على النار.
Never will anyone say La ilaha illallah, bear testimony to this, and that Muhammad is his messenger,
with honesty and truthfulness from his heart, except that Allah shall make him haram for the fire to touch. The fire shall never be able to touch it.
After truthfulness number 6, you must have ikhlas, sincerity in believing in Allah.
In believing in La ilaha illallah,
Allah says in Surah Az-Zumr, verse number 3, أَلَا لِلَّهِ الدِّينُ الْخَالِصِ.
Should not, and therefore is not, true belief and true worship only for Allah with sincerity.
Allah says in Surah Al-Bayyinah,
وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ.
They were only ordered and asked to worship Allah with sincerity of religion to Him.
The Prophet ﷺ said, as is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari, أَسْعَدِ النَّاسِ بِشَفَاعَتِي مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ خَالِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ وَنَفْسِهِ.
The most happy of people on the Day of Judgment who will be given my intercession and saved from the fire through this on the Day of Judgment is he, the one who says لا إله إلا الله with sincerity from his heart and his soul and self.
The Prophet ﷺ also says,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ حَرَّمَ عَلَى النَّارِ مَنْ قَالَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ يَبْتَغِي بِذَلِكَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ.
Allah has deemed that the fire cannot touch the one who says لا إله إلا الله and saying it with sincerity, hoping only for Allah's majestic face subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Seventh and finally from the requirements of La ilaha illallah is al-mahabba,
true love,
loving Allah and His Prophet.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ.
There are from mankind those who take other than Allah in worship and love them the way only Allah should be loved.
But those who believe love Allah strongly.
فَاللَّهِ إِن كُنَّا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ
إِذْ نُسَوِّيكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
In Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verse number 98, Allah tells us what the disbelievers shall say to the ones they worshipped.
Surely we were in a great state and clear misguidance
when we made you as equals to the Lord of all creation.
الإمام الحسن البصري رضي الله عنه said,
إن ناسا يقولون من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة.
He said, there are people who think and say that those who say لا إله إلا الله shall automatically receive Jannah even if they don't truly believe it and implement it.
فقال الحسن البصري لا إله إلا الله من أدى حقها وفروضها دخل الجنة.
What it means, La ilaha illallah, is the one who shall enter paradise,
whoever fulfills its oath and its requirements, he is the one that shall enter paradise.
So what is the blessing of saying La ilaha illallah after we have narrated all of this to you?
It is the way in belief that Allah instituted in mankind. It's mankind's natural inclination of belief to worship only one true God.
Allah says, فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ.
ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
In Surah Ar-Rum, in this blessed verse number 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a vivid example. A vivid example of how and He has created mankind and for what reason and why they are worshipping of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and should worship Him alone. He says, turn your face then, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَأَقَمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلْدِينِ خَلِيفًا, toward the religion of true, pure Islamic monotheism. خَلِيفًا, Allah's fitrah, Allah's Islamic monotheism, the inclination that He has put in mankind, fitrah, mankind's inclination to worship Allah and being monotheistic, with which He has created mankind. No change let there be in khalqillah. No change in the religion of Allah. That is the straight religion, for it is the complete religion. But most men do not know. Most men do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everyone with the inclination to come to Him and submit to Him in worship. And therefore the Prophet says, as is narrated in the Sahih Hadith, أتاني جبريل فبشرني أنه من مات من أمتك لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة فقلت وإن زنى وإن سرق فقال وإن زنى وإن سرق. Gabriel came to the Prophet and told him, giving him glad tidings, that he, the one who dies and passes away after having never taken partners in worship with Allah, shall enter paradise. The Prophet asked him, even if he fornicates and drinks alcohol, Gabriel answered him, Jibreel said, وَإِن زَنَى وَإِن سَرَقْ, even if he drank and even if he fornicated. The Prophet ﷺ said, أَفْضَلُ الْأَعْمَالِ إِيمَانِ بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا, رواه الإمام السيوطي في الجامع وصححه الألباني حفظه الله. The greatest action a person can worship Allah with is to have steadfastness in belief in Him, to be believing in Him alone, to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not to take partners with Him, to make Him the one worthy of worship. And therefore we conclude here today, because the next week we will begin in understanding what is worship. ما معنى العبادة, what does it mean to worship? And before I conclude, I wish just to give you another important point, which is, as we said, you must establish Allah alone as the one worthy of worship, and you must also disbelieve and push away all others who are taken in worship with Allah. The shaitan, wealth, everything that brings one away from Allah is disbelieved in while establishing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. So we conclude here, inshaAllah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us in our different places and in our different cities and countries, to gather us all once again in Jannat al-Firdawsi with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.